This is Jim, Eye Brain Eater. May you eat brains and live.
Sunday morning. Bob Dobbs here with you. Now, this is an experiment because Bob only works live on Wednesdays. So we're going to see how Bob can communicate on tape on Sunday. Computers, telephones, radio, satellites, manuscripts, printed matter, newspapers, people as information, the spoken tongue, snakes, trees and rivers. And you, inside me, and me inside you, but both inside the satellite environment. John Ruskin, B.S. Eliot. The Pre-Raphaelites. Raphael. Socrates, Xenophon, Finn, the landscape of Dublin, records, CKLN tape as art form, archetypal retrieval, tape as art form many, many decades ago, the beatniks, Frank, linearity, William Burroughs talking to James Joyce as a reincarnation of Raphael and being taped by Lyndon LaRouche. Lyndon, on his way to jail now, sadly, still has the funds, the backing to be on CBS next Thursday, February 4th, prime time, somewhere between 6 and 8 o'clock. How can that be? Who's funding him? They talk about the Illuminati. They ignore the Illuminati. Bob Marshall tried to tell you and define it and prove that case. Anton Wilson mocked him. Bob Dobbs cleared up from the backfield any residual effects of the comic strip on the TV environment of television in television of TV in Toronto. Petty Rocks, opening on the day of the statement on abortion laws in Canada. Is that a natural juxtaposition? Yeah. You like that? Petty Rocks, how long will it run here in Toronto? Those opposed to being imposed upon are against those imposed to be opposed upon. It's hard to tell where four becomes six and six becomes eight. Why? Because music is obsolete. And if something's obsolete, it works. Isn't that interesting? If it's obsolete, it works. It's actually a business principle at the highest levels of the Illuminati. Is that tactile, that sound effect? Or is that just ear electrified? Ear electrified. I can get my sampler going now. And, you know, if advertising is self-liquidating, where would that leave the professors north of York? Where would they go? If advertising is self-liquidating. I have lots of gold, but it's useless because the hardware environment is subsumed by the software environment, which can't be bought, sold, or stolen. That's our dilemma when we're dealing with inflation, stock market rises and fallings. That's our dilemma. How do we make an ecological balance kind of structure? The relating of software to hardware. That question is never talked about on the journal or on any other outlet for information. But you're hearing it on tape now, being brought up. Not as potent as me on Wednesday, when the rapidity, this velocity of my rapid-fire cinematic montage had a stronger effect than anything that could be communicated via mics. With any mic, via mics and their sampling habits, could ever equal the live effect of me. So please regard this as nothing more than Bob dreaming, almost awake, because he couldn't dream completely awake. That is only possible collectively. That's the meaning of Finnegan's Wake. The collective, conscious, and unconscious merging, post-Freudian, post-Jungian, into a situation where mankind has extended himself to approximate the state of consciousness, the consciousness being that interplay of all the faculties. Now, we have done that collectively. Can you imagine that? But of course, it's awful hard to feel it as a percept, to live it, to act it out. So the best we can come up with, if you're not Bob, is kind of a dreamy, semi-induced, ecstatic state of merging. That's, oh, by the way, that's if you're not living in Latin America right now. That state is a common denominator for the hidden ground of China. Yes, China is the social structure that's manifesting the effect of the Book of Revelations and what they told us and what they suffered under. Not Pontius Pilate, it's now Conscious Pilate. It's Bob merging Rome and heaven in a post-Vatican sensibility, leaving you the choice of keeping me on or now you have no choice. I'm inevitable in your future.
This is CKLM 88.1.